Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. And we do our show every week, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the afternoon. And I want to first thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, our mother, Barbilo, Metatron, Messiah, for giving us the wherewithal to do another show. Now, we missed a few shows due to the elements of snow and the weather, but the Father, Mother has given us another opportunity to do another show. So we want to give all praise and glory and honor to our Father, Mother, Messiah, and Metatron. So also, we want to also mention a few ministries that we have before we go into our show. And we have a book binding ministry that we do. We do have, if anyone want to read the Nag Hammadi, and we do have options where we can help you get a Nag Hammadi and take your overstanding to a different level. Also, my brother does videos Saturdays afternoons. My brother, Dear Bay Israel, he does his videos on Saturday afternoons. So we have a video ministry that you can tap into, because the videos are awesome, awesome videos. And also, our brother, Benaiah Bay Israel, he does videos too. But you can tap in and see all their videos on YouTube. So we also, I want to mention, we have a food pantry. That's named after my mother, the founder, Johnson Food Pantry. So if you want to get in contact with us, you can go to either doedemand@aol.com, or you can go to adirbayisrael@gmail.com and leave your name, phone number in the description box, and we'll get back to you. Okay. So being all that's been said, you know, we have a lot of things that's been taking place around the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, rumors of wars, and we see Russia is ready to invade Ukraine, and we see a lot of things happening. So it's a lot that's going on. But I want to go into, which is going to be our topic today, light, brother, must endure to the end. And the reason that I'm bringing this up, because even as light, brother, we don't want to get distracted. You see, we are commissioned to do a job for the Eternal Heavenly Father. And we know with, you know, our everyday lives, going to work, doing certain things, it can be a distraction. And we're not living up to the expectations that the Heavenly Father has in front of us. So we want to be mindful every day, mindful of doing ministry, mindful of doing our best to do the will of the Eternal Heavenly Father. So, again, the name of our program today is going to be Light Brothers Must Endure to the End.
Exactly.
So I want to start our scripture off like I normally do. Now, listen at Matthew 24:13. Now, listen what it says. Now, this is straight from Messiah's mouth, not my mouth. This is what Messiah said. Matthew 24:13. It says, "But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." So Messiah is telling us we must endure to the end of this age. You see what I'm saying? In order for us to be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the end of this wicked reality that Messiah is going to destroy. You see what I'm saying? But the key word, endure, 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 endure. Like I said, no matter what is going on, you see what I'm saying? Our minds and hearts should be focused on doing ministry. Our minds and hearts should be focused on serving the divine Heavenly Father, especially now what we see taking place. Because, see, light, brothers, is not in the dark. We are in the light, you see. So when you in the light, we see things that's going to happen way before it even happened. We are warned these things, brother,
right.
You see.
Right. Right.
So that's why we should be more so on our P's and Q's and keeping eyes on the divine heavenly Father, keeping our eyes on how the Father moving, because he let us know, you know, we ain't misled by no means necessary. We are not misled by anything. Thank to the Mother Father that give us a Messiah, that give us all the information that we need to sustain in this reality. So there's no excuse for light, brother. Right. Okay. You got a precept, brother? Okay. My brother got a precept. So while he's finding his precept, I just want you to think about that. You know, our mission is to look for light, brother, minister to our nation, and continue on doing these things until the end. You see, we are commissioned by Messiah to do these things. And if we not fulfilling our end of the bargain, then we got a problem. You see, we have a problem. So this is something that, you know, we all as light brothers will do.
Right, right. Now, like my brother just said, how he was saying how we can see things before they take place. Go to Matthew 24:24, when it say, then if any man that says unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. 24, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall even deceive the very elect. You know what I'm saying? So what he's saying is, in a nutshell, is we must stay steadfast. We must continue to be stewards of the word and the wisdom and knowledge that's been given unto us. And we must endure until the end. So any gift given to us, we must use that gift to continue to wake up the brothers and sisters. Like my brother always said, we must feed Messiah as well as ourselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think, I forgot how I go, but it said in the Colvin Bible, it say, really, you don't do this ministry for, it ain't really for their benefit, it's for your own benefit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to do this, because if you don't do it, what like we don't always say, it'll be taken away from you. So
right.
So remember what my brother's saying. He's
right.
Telling you truth.
Right. We know that. Now, just to piggyback a little off what my brother was saying, in every one of his videos, he reads out of Psalms where he speaks about not losing the mother spirit, the mother father spirit.
Right.
You see, because we know how important to have the mother father spirit it is to us. You
right.
See, that allow us to get overstanding and knowledge and wisdom so that we can continue to go on. You see, we never want to lose that. And my next scripture is going to show you what happens to brethren that get cold or they get warm.
Right.
Listen what Messiah says. Revelation 3:16. Listen to this. Messiah said this at Revelation 3:16, the King James Version. It says, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out my
right.
mouth.
Right.
You see?
Right.
You see the severity of being lukewarm, being, you know, getting settled and not doing your responsibility as to feed each other. You know, we even have a room at the Upper Eons. The Upper Eons on Facebook.
Right.
And I always post every day,
right.
7 days a week.
Right.
Because, see, the way I see it, you know, and my brother see it the same way, you must feed your spiritual self,
mm-hmm.
and you must
mm-hmm.
feed your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, take either one away,
right.
you will die. If you don't continue to feed your spiritual self, your spirit to die.
Right.
If you don't continue to feed your physical self, your body will die. So the Father wants us to be balanced.
Balance.
It's a balance, you see. But just as you got to eat or have food every day, well, you need spiritual food every day too, whether that's picking up the Torah or reading the Torah or sharing it with somebody, whatever. But you must stay active in the ministry, you see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to piggyback on what he's saying. For all of us who are doing the ministry, like my brother said, always read Psalm 51:11.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I always pray that Shekinah stay with me. And no matter what you read, the Shekinah is the one who give that source of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So without the Shekinah, we are truly lost. So we pray that it stay with us, like my brother just said. In the Colvin Bible, I can't quote the precept, but I'm gonna say it the best way I can.
Mm-hmm.
It says, let me get it right. It say, why I don't remember right now, but basically what he's saying is the spirit need to be with you at all times because she is the one to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Without the spirit, you just lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't feed nobody, you can't feed Messiah, you can't feed yourself, and the gift that you have to be taken. It's like my brother, like burying your talents in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to do that. So we want to try to stay steadfast doing this truth and this work, you know what I'm saying? Steadily. Mm-hmm. Because the Shekinah only gonna work with you when you work with her and with the Father.
You're right, brother. You 100% right. And what I'm going to do is piggyback off that with our next scripture. You know, this is going to be, now I want to really bring this point and bring it to light because it's serious.
Right.
So, you know, now my next couple scriptures are going to be serious. Now listen what the Father say. Now listen what he say doing lackadaisy things. Check this out. Proverbs 10:4-5. Now listen to this. It says, he who has a slack hand, meaning lazy, a slack hand become poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich.
Right.
He who gathers in the summer is a wise son.
Right.
And he who sleeps in harvest is a son who calls shame.
Right.
You see that? Now, I'm going to break this scripture down because it was a lot said. Now, when he said working with a slack hand, you become poor.
Right.
See, the Father's showing you, not only do you become poor physically, but you become poor spiritually too. You see, poor. The things that you didn't used to do, you don't do no more. So you're working with that lazy slack hand, you're losing the Shekinah. You're losing the father mother spirit, and eventually you're gonna hit rock bottom. You see, now it says when you be diligent and you continue to preach and minister, you're rich.
Right.
It means that you're rich in spirit.
Right.
You and the Father help you take care of every need
exactly.
that you have.
Exactly.
So you're rich.
Exactly.
You see that?
Exactly.
And then it gives us another example. You see, when we gather, see, squirrels, let's use animals. They gather, the squirrels gather their nuts in the summer because they know it's a multiple of nuts that's produced in the summer. So they gather them. And they storing them up for the winter. You see what I'm saying? The Father said that's wise. So even when you look at nature, nature does this. You see what I'm saying? So, but they say if you in the summer and you sleeping and you not storing up, the Father say, well, you cause shame.
Right.
You cause shame because you're not storing up for yourself for the winter. So you're gonna be hungry. You see?
Right. Right.
So nature even teaches these things, you see.
Right.
That's why it's important, you see, that we really get focused on what we're supposed to be doing and not become working, as the scriptures say, with a slack hand, being lazy,
right.
You see, because that will make you poor,
right.
And I mean physically and spiritually.
Right, right. So now I'm gonna add something to that. So this ministry is very important to. I'm gonna add to what my brother's saying, how important this ministry is. Okay. We know about the precious souls from the upper eons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we know that on this earth, and they need to be like my brother, then they need to be fed. So it's like it's saying we are precious souls, and it's a I'm going to Nag Hammadi on page 165.
Mm-hmm.
It's a no one will hide something valuable and precious in a valuable container.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about if the container is precious, or if you're precious, why would you hide yourself in something precious? You know what I'm saying? Because you're already precious, so you need to hide yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what the archons did, they hide the precious things inside this corruptible body. So our job is to feed the soul from the outside so it can raise back up the precious thing on the inside. So that's another way to say how precious and valuable this ministry is. So that's
mm-hmm.
why I said no one will hide something valuable in a precious container.
Right.
It's like, but countless sums of commonly kept valuable things are in worthless containers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so it is with the soul. It is something precious, and it has to come to be in a worthless container.
Mm-hmm.
So it just piggybacking on what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
The ministry is so important to help that precious thing come out of the worthless thing. So that's why ministry is so important. So the Father said this, if you're not going to do the ministry, I don't need you. Like he said in the scripture, I can use a rock
mm-hmm.
to get my word out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not going to get that word out to help get these precious things out of these worthless containers, I can't use you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see really how important the ministry is for the brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't helping get these precious things out, he like, man, I don't need that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my brother is
right.
telling you. Out of these worthless containers.
Right. And let me just piggyback a little bit off of and see, when we minister, right, as we're doing right now, we're looking for our light, brethren.
Right.
You see,
right.
That's why it's just important not only to minister to our nation, but we're looking to find our light, brother, to wake them up. So if we stop ministering, how are we going to wake them up? You see? You know, and like I said before, we don't know. The Father could be waiting just for one of us
mm-hmm.
to do one ministry that's going to wake up an entire
right.
a group of light, brother. And it's hard to find light, brother. But we don't know how the Father going to use us. But what we do know, we got a minister so he can use us.
Right.
You see?
Right. Well, let me give you another precept.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Now, this is a precept in the Nag Hammadi again.
Mm-hmm.
We on page 164. It says, The master to my Messiah,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Master builder, my son, the mason. You know what I'm saying? It says, the master said to the disciples, see, talking to all the disciples, it said, take something from every house, it say, and bring it to the Father's house. See?
Mm-hmm.
Do that ministry. Take mm-hmm. a little bit from here, let you go, let the precepts, a little here, a little there, you know what I'm saying? There a little, here a little, you know what I'm saying? It say, but do not steal while you in the Father's house.
Mm.
That's what my brother just said.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Stop stealing from the Father.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When you in the house, when you in his house, do the work, do the will.
Yeah.
And if you don't do the work and the will, you doing what? Stealing.
Yeah.
Messiah said that. You know what I'm saying? It said, but do not steal while you in the Father's house.
Mm-hmm.
And take something away. So when you're doing the work, you can't steal. You got to do the work. Because if not, then that you wouldn't even have received that talent to even give to other brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? And it's bad. It's bad to steal from the Father.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that just facts. Every Israel person, male or woman, know that. If you got something, make it useful for the Father's house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a beautiful precept, brother. I thank you for that precept. Now, I want to let, if anybody listening to us, we do have a phone number that you can call us on, and that number is 845-241-9966. Again, it's 845-241-9966. If anyone have an option to want to participate or let us know or have any questions for us, you can give us a phone call.
Right.
Now, I want to take us into another scripture. Now, this scripture is going to let us know what happens if we continue to fall asleep. Now, at Proverbs 24, 33, and 34, now listen what it says. And yet, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding at the hands to sleep, so shall the poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy count as an armed man. Now, let me explain what actually, what it's in layman terms, what it's telling us. You know, as we continue to fall asleep and continue to work with that slack hand that, it, that he's talking about, for a perfect example, Messiah said he's going to come as a thief in the night. You see what I'm saying? That's why it says, as it says, that as the count as an armed man, travaileth. So you're not paying attention. You see what I'm saying? And yet somebody is about to come break in your house and take your stuff. You see what I'm saying? But you're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Messiah. He said he's going to come as a thief in the night. Mm-hmm. So we want to stay watch. Mm-hmm. So Messiah won't be a thief in the night. You see, we'll be up and waiting for him.
Exactly.
You see, not falling asleep, you know, not ministering. Not, you see, you don't want that. You want to be attentive, you see, and he's given us all the signs to be attentive. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why, you know, we want to continue to minister as much as we can, as much as the Father give us this opportunity mm-hmm. to, because someday the preacher work is going to stop. Mm-hmm. And we ain't going to want to ask ourselves, Father, did we do everything that we can
right.
and have that on our conscience?
Right.
It'll drive us insane. The
right.
Father know that.
Right.
That's why he said, do all that you can.
Right.
You see?
Right.
So it's going to take us me to another scripture. This scripture is deep. Now, Messiah letting you know who you are and what's going to happen if you don't minister. Look, listen how he described us light brothers. Listen to this. It's coming out of Matthew 5:13-16. Listen how Messiah say this. Listen. It says, again, Matthew 5:13-16, King James Version. Now, listen how Messiah referred to you light brothers. He said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?
Right, right, right.
It is three-fourths good for nothing,
right.
but to be cast out and to be trodden under
right.
the foot of men.
Right.
Ye are the light of the world.
Right.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
Right.
But on a candlestick, it gives its light
right.
unto all that are in the house.
Exactly.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, if that's not a mouthful, you see, Messiah telling you to talk. You the main course of the earth. You the core. But if the core die, what good is you?
Right.
You see?
Right.
You know, it says if the salt loses savor, then what is good for the salt?
Right.
It has no flavor.
Right. It has no flavor.
You see? It says you're good for nothing. Don't be cast down and trodden under men's feet.
Right.
You see? So, you know, that's how important this is. Another thing. It says a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you a city and you put on, it's for you to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you to be seen so the people can know who you are.
Right.
You see? I mean, this is one of my favorite scriptures because, you know, it's letting us know. And the most important thing, you know, I'm going to just say, you know, because there's so much I can say here. But it says, I love this part. It says, so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's the most important thing out of the whole thing that I read. You see, because our works and the things that we're doing should glorify the Heavenly Father, Mother at all times. You see, so when they see you doing this, they can only say, man, he's a man and a father, Mother. You see?
Exactly. So, in a nutshell, your testimony is your testimony. If you don't testify openly about the ministry, what's being done for you, what is to be done, then how can an individual really know who you are? Through your ministry. Your ministry is your testimony. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it only can be done in a physical body. So if you don't give your testimony or your ministry, that's why you're on top of that hill. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're on top of that hill, like my brother said, everybody watching you. So if you don't have no ministry, you know what I'm saying, what you going to do? It's like you said, you're useless.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you're on top of that hill, you must be a testimony. You must give ministry so that you can continue to be a light, to continue to bring the people back to the Father. You know what I'm saying? Or bring, like scripture say, in the matter of mighty, bring them back to your Father's house. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're on that spot and you're not being the light to the people, then you're just stealing from the people.
Right.
So you must be a light. You must give your ministry your testimony.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the way Rodolph may bring his testimony or his ministry is not the same way I bring mine. Mine not the same way he bring his. Yours cannot be the same way you bring yours. But our job is still to do the ministry because his characteristics are different from mine. So the way he brings stuff help another brother understand it or sister understand it, the way I bring it, a brother understand it a certain way, the way anybody else bring it. That's why we got so many different channels because people, and that's why every channel have disciples, you know what I'm saying, or disciples listening because it's the same ministry to keep it real, but people bring it different ways in it to hear to different people, different facets of people in different ways. So that's the beauty of the ministry.
Yes.
You know, you got, that's why the scriptures say it's every man to his order. You know what I'm saying? It's there multiple ways. But your jobs, if you have some of that ministry, had the spirit on you, you must continue to do the ministry. And like I said, and you will have a testimony of your own. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a testify right now. I'm going to tell you, the back of my brother Rodolfo, he got many testimonies too, but I got them too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The Father has truly, and the Mother, has truly blessed me in so many ways. Oh, man, from my job to my family to the protection to my loved ones to my sound mind to my health to the love that I have for him to continue to bless me to find more wisdom and knowledge and understanding and to rejoice in being a son of the Father and the Mother. You know what I'm saying? And I can go into more detail, but you ain't got that much time for that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, those are the basic things that he blesses so much in. And I rejoice every morning when I get up because he make me happy when I go to sleep, the Father and the Mother, and it make me happy when I wake up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy. You know what I'm saying? So continue to work.
Right. That was beautiful, brother. I love what you said. You said a lot, and it was beautiful because, you know, like you said, one thing that really stuck to me is, see, the Father, you can't, We all have our different ways of doing things.
Right.
That's the beauty of the Father,
because
he gives us in different aspects, you know.
Right.
Although it's the same message, but it's different aspects that other brothers can relate to.
Right.
You know, that's the beauty of this thing.
Right.
And on top of that, I can't even, the blessings, you, every light brother should have a testimony.
Right.
If you don't have a testimony, there's a serious problem.
Right.
You need to see if you in the light or not.
Right.
But I digress there, brothers.
Right.
Anyway, I want to take us to another scripture where Messiah, now listen what he says. He commands us. Now, I'm going to show you where Messiah commands us to do this. Now, listen to this. Matthew 28:18-20. Now, listen what Messiah said. And Messiah came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You see, so Messiah command you to do these things. You see, and not only that, all authority was given to him. The Messiah has all authority. Our divine, eternal, heavenly Father gave him authority over heaven and earth. So who are we not to do the will of the eternal heavenly Father when it was given to Messiah to give to us to do this? You see? And he even tell us, listen, don't worry. I'm with you to the end of, when it say age of time, I'm with you. So you can't fail at this. I'm with you. You see?
And like you said, you know, the Shekinah has been telling me for a minute, like I told, like I said before in my videos, and like I told my brother Rodolph, this ministry is about to come to an end. You can see all the things happening around the world. This ain't the time. Now we say ain't. This ain't the time. This ain't the time to be quitting. They say this is not. This ain't the time to be quitting. You know what I'm saying? You must stay steadfast. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things going around the world. There's a lot of deception, schemes, perversion, falsehood, but it's also truth, righteousness, and light going on at the same time. The Shekinah, I'm telling you, what the Shekinah from the Father has let me know, this ministry is about to stop. You know what I'm saying? These nations are getting prepared for a great event. You know what I'm saying? And right now, we can look at the world and say, man, we got time. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing happening right now, really. You know what I'm saying? But that's the moment you should be paying attention, when you think ain't nothing going to happen. So, like my brother said, I totally agree when he said we must continue to endure. You know what I'm saying? Even though you might get tired, a little weak, but like you said, the Father God, when he with us, who can be against us? You know what I'm saying? So, the ministry, the work, we must continue to endure, like my brother said.
Right, brother. That's something that we have to do. And Messiah helps us to endure. You know, we ain't alone. You know, we got all the angels that's helping us, you know. And see, especially, you know, because especially light brothers. You see, especially us. And I'm going to show you something at our next precept where it refers to us. Now, check this out. This is deep. This is the first time, like, I ever seen this scripture. Oh, I've seen it, but never really paid attention to it. Now, at 2 Peter 1:10. Now, listen what Messiah say here. 2 Peter 1:10. Messiah says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort. I'm going to repeat that. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. You see that? You see how Messiah said that plain and simple, not a parable, not, you see? And that was referring to light, brothers and sisters. You see what I'm saying? Confirm your calling. Confirm your election. You see what I'm saying? And it let us know that we can never be stumbled. Because he's with us. And we confirming our election by doing the ministry and the preaching work of the preaching work. You see? Beautiful scripture. Beautiful scripture. And I thank the divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, and Metatron for letting me find this scripture, because it refers straight to light, brothers and sisters.
Now read it again. Just the whole scripture.
Listen. 2 Peter 1:10. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every to confirm mm-hmm. your calling mm-hmm. and election. Mm-hmm. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
Right.
You see,
right.
you can't lose.
Right.
You
right.
see, you right. can't fall.
Right.
You can't lose.
Right.
Because you confirm who you were.
Right.
You see,
right.
you confirm right. your election.
Right.
See, election. That's light, brother.
Right.
This was specifically right. talking about light, brother.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying, brother?
Right.
There's no
right.
twist or turn
right.
from that. It's talking to you.
Right. Now, this is why I want him to read it again. Because mm-hmm. we're seeing that in a rudimentary context.
Right.
So now we're going to say it in a light context.
Mm-hmm.
Context. You know what I'm saying? So you can see what my brother's saying in the rudimentary way and what the light saying in the higher conscious way. They saying the same thing, but we're reading two different books, but it's still saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he said in the rudimentary way, a light brother can understand, and what I'm going to say it in a higher conscious way, you're going to be able to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go into Keys of Enoch
mm-hmm.
on page 5. But listen to this. It says, through this non-linear cosmic language, see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For the word. It says, our conscious is expanded and communicated on different levels of reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, whatever vibration you on, however you bring the message, it still can be conveyed to many different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's activating within our minds
mm-hmm.
and our being a higher perpetual level of communication. You know what I'm saying? And when I get a reason, I'm going to let Rodolph read his precept one more again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? On a perpetual level of communication. It say, this is the opening of the higher divine mind. That is the purpose of this ministry, to open people's consciousness to a higher mind or a higher vibration.
Right.
It say, which work as a continuous revelatory process through a universal media transcends the written and spoken word. So that's our purpose of this ministry,
mm-hmm.
to transcend past the verbal word
mm-hmm.
and speak on all mind. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Which is your realization
mm-hmm.
of who you really are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It says, and works with the living word, which emanates as a plural dimensional hologram of the many worlds.
Mm.
So what that's saying is, in a nutshell, you function on a level from where you already were from, on a higher mind, higher conscience, but you must get through the word, the physical word. Then you go to the higher mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why the physical word is so important, to lead you to the higher mind. Because if you don't start on the physical word, where the hell are you going to start from?
Right.
You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
You must start there. So that's why I said you got to continue to endure
mm-hmm.
to do the work. Now watch the dog read this again.
Right.
And then you have a better concept of the both aspects.
Yep. It says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your
mm-hmm.
calling
mm-hmm.
and election.
See?
For if you do these things, you will never stumble. And see, like my brother was saying, now when he said it in the light version, it's telling you, in order to even get to your Christ over self,
right.
you got to do
right.
this first,
right.
the ministry.
Right.
You can't go from you can't start at your Christ over self and then give the word. You got to give the word to
right.
get to your Christ over
right.
self.
Right.
You see?
Right. You got
right.
to do the work in the physical body
right.
first.
Right.
To get to the higher mind.
Right.
Look, what he just said, you can't do the higher mind first and then go out to the physical body.
Right.
Everything you read tell you over and over again.
Right.
The Christ can't come down to you. You got to go up to it. This you become Adam Cabinet. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
If you don't do the work, you're useless. That's just in a nutshell.
Mm.
That's why I say, and a lot of people don't read this, that's why a lot of the Gentiles, Edomites, when that wave, that consciousness do come down, see, this is why I say it can't come down to you, because basically, it'll destroy you or kill you, period. That's why I say when it do come down, most people can go crazy and die,
mm-hmm.
because they have not prepared the body
right.
and the mind for that vibration, that energy, that information from the higher eons. You know what I'm saying? That's why you have to go up to it, not it come down to you.
Right.
That's why what he said is so important.
Right, because if you're not on that vibration, you can't function.
It's gonna make him go crazy.
It'll make you go crazy.
Yes.
That's why you start now.
Right.
So that you can function when it do come.
Right. Right.
See, we look forward for
right.
that vibration because we doing the work.
Right.
And
right.
as we do the work, we it's like us going up the ziggurat.
Right.
And now we're waiting for that wave to come.
Right.
So now we can transform.
Right. And like he said, now he said another great important point. Like you're in a ziggurat. So basically what he's saying is you raise that vibration up to a level where the higher consciousness already at.
Right.
So when you merge with it, you are already on that frequency anyway. So you have an even mesh of the vibration,
right.
not no
connection.
Right, a connection. So it's not a higher frequency trying to mess with a lower frequency.
Right.
It got a whole chunk of information missing,
right.
missing, so it don't work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother's saying.
Right.
I ain't mean to jump in.
But that's okay.
You can.
You want to tear the hole? You want to bring the point home? You brought it home, and I like that. You brought the point home.
Yeah.
Now it's going to take me to my next scripture in Ephesians 1:4-5. Now listen as it continue to refer to light, brother. You see, because this is all about light, brother. Endurance. Now check this out. Ephesians 1:4-5. This is a precept of what we were talking about. It says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having the predestination us unto the adoption of children by Messiah Christ, himself according to the good pleasures of his will. Man, that is so heavy. He chose us from the beginning. We were chosen before this planet was ever even thought to do the will of the eternal
right.
heavenly Father. Before we were even, before this world was even, we were chosen to do these things. You see what I'm saying? And it said we should be holy and separate without blame. In other words, being wholly separated from the world because we are the one that chose to do this ministry.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's up to us to fulfill it, okay? But I'm going to have to digress because we only have a few minutes left. So that was another point that I wanted to bring out. Now, I'm going to take us to one more scripture, and it's going to come from Matthew 24:40-42. I don't know if I'm going to have time, but I'm going to try. Okay, Matthew 20:40-42. It says, then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord do cometh. So in other words, we should be ministering and doing the will of the Father, because we don't know. It says in a twinkling of an eye, we can be taken.
Right.
But one will be left because the one will be of doing the will of the eternal heavenly Father.
Right.
So I'm going to have to end this short because we don't have enough time. But it's okay. But we want to thank the eternal heavenly Father, our mother, Messiah, Metatron, for giving us another wonderful opportunity to spread the message and to be able to look for our light, brother. So if it's the Heavenly Father's mother's will, next week we'll be back to do this once again. And again, we thank anybody that was listening to us. And like I said, hopefully next week we'll be back to give another message if it's the Father Mother's will. So my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
I'm a dear Bay Israel.
And we want to say peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
Right. Shalom. So be prepared for the graduation. You know what I'm saying? For the chosen people. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like my brother said, come join us on the Upper Eons and peace on Facebook, and peace be unto you, brothers and sisters. Shalom.
good. I didn't even get this. I had more scriptures. It's okay. Wow. That go like that.
You see how fast that go?
Yes, it did.